Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to the Best of Cork on Sunday. There's also a card at Naas to look forward to, some good action over in Ireland on Sunday. It's Cork Grand National Day as well. We've got some quality action, to be honest. It's a really strong card and hopefully we can have a winner or two. Hello, Mr. Holding.
Hello, Mr. Dunn.
How are you?
Pretty good, yeah. Two grade threes. And the Cork National as well, to get our teeth into.
Absolutely. You were at Wetherby yesterday.
Oh, what a great day that was. Love that. Love Wetherby yesterday. Not many runners, but saw some really good horses yesterday.
Okay.
Really whetted the appetite. I thought Cole Harden was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Aurora Destreval stamped her authority on a fairly weakish mare's field, winning a listed race, and looks a bright season ahead for her. And we saw Minora. They roll back the years, and he's only nine, isn't he? But he seems to have been going forever and keeps the Philip Hobbs team ticking over quite nicely.
Absolutely. They're on fire at the minute, aren't they?
Are.
So, okay. Well, we'll dive into the action at Cork then. We'll start with the 110. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Very short price favourite here in Nichols Canyon for Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh, formerly Pretty Smart with John Gosden. Looks like he'll take the beating here, Andy.
It's a difficult race to have a bet in, really, because the favourite is very prohibited, as his class and connections suggest he will be. You know, he's a very good horse a few seasons back when trained by John Gosden on the level, as you know. He won a listed race at Ascot, and he was a bit unlucky to catch Kubanita on one of her better days. Of course, Kubanita loves Newbury, loves heavy ground, the Ralph Beckett filly. So he basically did nothing wrong, and then he rounded off his campaign by winning another soft ground St. Cloud listed race. He's 111 in his pomp, no reason to suggest why he's gone backwards, and he's always looked the kind of horse that would make a hurdler. I know one or two of the jumping boys are sort of looking towards him before he was kind of like moving through the ranks. Unfortunately, he became unbuyable for many would-be owners, but Andrew and Graham Wiley have got him. And they'd be very, very much hoping that this horse makes into a Supreme Novices hurdle horse. This looks to be a fairly humble beginning. You know, you've got to start somewhere, and hopefully the experience he garners today will set him up for what could be a very exciting campaign. For those of you that like to mop up the each-way filth, then you'll be looking towards Motown Bob. I don't think he's good enough to beat the favourite, but at least he's got fitness edge on his side, and he didn't run too badly here behind Voter Confidence, ran the same course and distance, so... Yeah, for those that like each way doubles and trebles, Motown Bob will probably win most of those exotic bets today. But I expect the favourite to win. No great originality, but he should be an exciting prospect.
Okay, Nichols Canyon then in the 110. Next up is the 140. It is a novice's hurdle, a grade 3 contest over 3 miles. We talked about Mullins and Walsh teaming up with a favourite in the opener, and they do so again in the second race. This one a little bit more value, though. Ask Vic, 15-8 at the time of recording. Grand Partner does not go a non-runner at the time of recording. That's number 2 Grand Partner. Fortunately, that does leave us just with the 7, Andy. So any each-way propositions are slightly squandered. But again, a really nice race, this.
Yeah, Chrysler Division... echoing from Holding Towers here with Grand Partner not being a runner. Pesky horse, because we've got a really good bet in this race had he stayed in with the dead 8 runners. I really fancy the King of Connemara here each way, or would have done. I'm not saying you come back him each way now with 2 places on offer, because I think he'll run one hell of a race here. He's obviously got Aspic to beat. represents the Willie Mullins stable, who's got an embarrassment to Richard, obviously, in that category, Annie Power being the shining beacon, but many, many others are of a very high standard. We saw Morning Run as well win down in Down Royal the other day. She looks the part. And Asvik is also going very much the right way. She won a very competitive Estole handicap last time out in pretty decisive fashion. And that was off the back of several good wins prior to that. My only slight reservation with her is the ground. She's yet to race on ground worse than good to yield in, and it can be quite testing down in court when they've had plenty of rain, which they have done. It's now soft ground. So 15-8, plenty short enough, given her slight frailties under the ground and of the trip. Whereas my selection, King of Connemara, won't mind either way. He's a real doer stayer, a thoroughly likeable individual. He won despite making an awkward jump at the last time out at Garran Park and stayed in quite well to beat a very competitive field. He's won on soft ground here before at Cork. Unfortunately, Adrian Hiskin, who usually rides him, is booked to ride at Martello Tower now because he's obviously associated with that particular owner. But it means that Mikey Fogarty takes the ride. Liz Dawes' horse is in good form. All in all, King of Connemara is sure to give you a good run for your money. And he's nicely priced as well, 11-2 this morning with William Hill.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is the 210. It's a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. An interesting race, this one. Heck Thomas returns from a heck of a long time off. He's 9-4 at the time of recording. Joint favourite with Pulled Muscle. Young Dylan in at 5s, 13-2 or bigger the rest. But some pretty smart pieces of form on offer here, Andy.
There is, yeah. Quite an intriguing race here. Obviously, with Heck Thomas in the lineup, it makes punting life difficult for punters because do you take the chance that Narmade's got him absolutely 100% after his two-year layoff? The vibes are, reading his Racing Pass column the other day, that he's raring to go. He definitely wants soft ground. And he ran reasonably well the last time we saw him, albeit he got beat behind Just a Par. But Just a Par's a useful horse, course, now in the care of Paul Nicholls and Pliny Strayed Over Fences this side of the Irish Sea. Obviously, he's had a major, major setback, but this should be absolutely an ideal race for him. 2.5 miles on soft ground, and the yard obviously flying courtesy of Road to Riches winning yesterday down in Down Royal. Looks as though he's got Paul Muscle, the one to think about mainly at the top of the market. I do like Robert Tyner's horses down here in Cork. This is one of his local tracks. He trains just down the road, and anything that he runs in these novice hurdles has got to be respected. He's already had a spin round here as well. He won a bumper over this trip fairly emphatically the last time we saw him back in April. He's a former point-to-point winner, so his jumping technique shouldn't be too much of an issue. So when Robert Tyner's got a decent horse in these kind of races, that's usually the way I want to go. And he's around about a 5-2 shot this morning, so I want to go with Pulled Muscle.
OK, Pulled Muscle then in the 210. Next up is the 245. It's a Grade 3 Novices Chase over 2.5 miles. Saddler's Risk, your market leader, at 7-4 at the time of recording. Perfect Gentleman in at 100-30. And Beau Matin at 4-1, 15-2 or bigger for the other three. Saddler's Risk priced up reasonably short here, Andy, I'd say, but does bring possibly the most solid form to the table.
Yeah, very useful herder in his pomp, rated 143. Just the one for start over fences, and it couldn't have been any more impressive, could it? Jumping particularly well around Roscommon back in May. He slaughtered Busty Brown, who's a very useful horse. Norman thinks a lot of him, and he absolutely ate him for breakfast that day, won by 18 lengths. So he could be absolutely anything and have the larger obstacles. He hasn't run since, probably been waiting for soft ground again, being a proper winter jumping horse, and the sky's the limit with this animal, who should take high rank over the larger obstacles throughout the remainder of the season. I think he's a worthy favourite here. I'd probably split my stakes on him and Beau Matin. I'd probably play the pair here. I'd probably have a 6-point win the one, 4-point win the other, just to make a profit. Because I do like Gordon Elliott's charge, and Gordon had a really good day down in Down Royal yesterday with two big winners, including, of course, Don Cossack, who runs in the same colours here for Giggingstown. But I do like the way this horse won first time out of the fences. He again beat a useful individual, has gone on to Frank the Form subsequently. A horse of Jim Draper's called Size in Solution, who bounded to victory the other day. So he's obviously boosted that form line. And Beau Matin, he's also a useful hurdler as well, 138 the last time he ran over hurdles. But in his pomp, he was probably higher than that. So I think this is quite a useful race, throwing the likes of Perfect Gentleman and Crafty Butcher Silver Tassie, and indeed Allied Victory, who was impressive first time up at Thurlow's. A mouth-watering Grade 3. as I say, that's the way I'd play. I'd split my stakes on Sadler's Risk and on Beaumontan.
Okay, fair enough. Splitting stakes in the 245. You might have to again in the 320 because it is the Cork Grand National. 3.5 miles the trip. And unsurprisingly, JP McManus has a pretty strong hand. Tom Horn, the 5-1 market leader at the time of recording. But the money's come for Swordfish, 7s into 11-2. Then 6-1 for Unoccupied with Ruby Walsh on board. 13-2 for Dush Rembrandt. 9s or bigger the rest. But it is one of those races, Andy, where you could give a chance to most. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm fairly unoriginal here. Normally I like to look for something at a much bigger, deeper price, but the two that I'm really drawn to, the two lightweights who look as though they've been laid out for this particular contest. Swordfish would be one of them. Unfortunately, Tom Segal's already highlighted this horse's claims, quite rightly too as well. A wildly impressive winner of this race 12 months ago. Off a similar mark, he raced of 109, he's on 111 today. And although he hasn't won since, he probably hasn't quite had his right conditions, and you've got to hope that Christy Roach has worked the oracle with him. I think it was interesting that he gave this horse a spin on the flat the other day, just to blow away the cobwebs. He was very slowly away in a maiden won by Electra de Cachet, but he actually ran quite well in the latter stage of that race. He didn't get beat too far. He certainly lost no further ground, but it was interesting that he didn't have any headgear on. This horse goes really well in the blinkers. He also usually wears a tongue tie as well, and those are the two contraptions that were on when he took this race last year. So obviously, he's fresh and well. He's off a lightweight, 10 stone. And if he's in any kind, the kind of form that he was, as I say, last year, he should take all the beating here. So he's my number one choice. But I'm also very keen on here Robert Tyner's Dushy Rembrandt, a horse that was a very, very useful hurdler in his time. 2 years ago, he chased home Road to Riches here at this track in a Grade 3 race. He was as high rated as 130. He actually sort of finished off his hurdling bow with a mark of 125. So for 116, he could be very dangerous in this kind of event. And of course, he warmed up for this prize with a nice spin the other day down in Roscommon when he beat subsequent winner Fever Pitch, who won in Thurles the other day. Pretty easily, it has to be said, staying on very powerfully in the latter stages. Stamina, I suppose, could be a slight question mark. He's never won beyond 3 miles, but he certainly shapes like he'll stay. He's got a good cruising speed as well, this horse, and on the evidence of his 6 starts over fences so far, he jumps pretty well. So, unoriginal though it might be, Swordfish around about 11-2, 6-1, and Dushy Rembrandt, top price 13-2 with William Hill, are the two I'd play in the Cork National.
OK, the penultimate race on the card is the 350. It's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Not the strongest race on the card, I think it's fair to say. There's some consistent types. Some of them do struggle to get their head in front, though. Where should we start with this one, Andy?
Yeah, again, probably a race I'd split my stakes in here. First of all would be May Dullier. Well, actually, in no particular order, as Dermot O'Leary famously says. She's a really consistent mare who hardly ever runs a bad race, has run here 3 times at Cork and on every single occasion has hit the frame. So that's obviously a very positive stat to be going forward into this race. Was third the other day behind Tammy's Hill, the incredibly well-handicapped Tammy's Hill, of course, who's better known as a chaser, raced off 100 in that handicap and duly landed the punt. But May Dooley, I thought, ran really well, quitted herself excellently with a good running third, once again running well at this track. I think she's going to be there or thereabouts. And the other one is Maud Madness, who's been chalked up at 9-1 with Willie Hill. I think there's a little smidgen of value here with Terence O'Brien's 7-year-old. He also, similar to May Dooley, has got a good record at this track. The last time he ran here, he was second in a very hot race behind Sulane Chief. That was back in 2013. And over fences, he's been plying his trade in a much higher grade. Of course, he was second in the EBF final, their version of the EBF final, behind My Murphy at Navan. Fifth at Punchestown as well, behind Charterer. He had a run the other day at Limerick just to blow away the cobwebs on the ground. That would have been a bit too quick for him. He now reverts back to Cork over his favourite trip on ground that'll suit. And I don't think he's going to outrun his odds here. So Maud Madness, hopefully, won't live up to his name and run well in the 350.
OK, but we're going to split our stakes with Maud Madness and May Dullier in that one.
We are indeed.
OK, next, the final race then on the card is the 420. It is a bumper over 2 miles. We don't know a whole lot about these, Andy, but Presa Vita was pretty impressive last time and has been well-backed, 5-4 at the time of recording. That does open the race up for some each-way thievery, though. The unraced Pride of the Braid has been well-backed this morning, 7s from 9s. But are you going to be siding with a short price favourite here or looking elsewhere?
Yeah, she's the only one I can really solidly go for and talk extensively about. Having seen her win in Wexford the last time we saw her, hugely impressive, as you say. She was well-backed off the back of a good run in Wexford first time off the shelf, where she travelled really well in that particular race and got the job done in fairly decisive fashion next time out back at the same track, travelling smoothly, quickening on demand and winning with any amount in hand. She's been off the track quite obviously for quite a while, and that's the only slight doubt if you're taking a short price, but she should be suited to the conditions here today. She's got a lovely round knee action, and I know Paul Nolan thinks quite a bit of her. Interesting, there's been money for Pride of the Braid, who represents a stable I absolutely got a massive amount of time for, John Keeley. And she's by a sire that obviously lends itself to soft ground as well. Lots of cave tires want plenty of giving the ground, so by the time they've run the last race, it'll be very much like a ploughed field here today at Cork. So she should benefit from the conditions. But it's hard to get involved with her unless you really know the time of day. Clearly one or two people do. But I have to go with Presavita, who has got the all-important experience under her belt.
OK, fair enough. Presavita, hard to get away from in the lucky last. Great stuff, Andy. Best of luck with all those picks in Cork, and enjoy all of Sunday's racing.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.